How about name some states for me?
Well, naturally I would say Tennessee for the first one. Then I think Georgia is a wonderful state. I have traveled through there. And Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia. It'd be some of our east, southeastern states, and the northeastern would be New York, Delaware, New Jersey, Maine, Vermont. And of course, some of our western states would be California, Washington, Oregon, New Mexico. And
how about some of the larger cities?
Well, I guess some of our larger cities would be New York and San Francisco and Boston and Chicago and.
How about in Nashville? You ever been to Nashville?
Oh, yes, Nashville.
What would be the next city, the next large city going west?
Going west?
In Tennessee.
Memphis.
How about some cities in Georgia?
Well, generally when you think of Georgia, I think about Atlanta, Georgia. We generally think about it as being one of the larger cities.
How about where our national capital is located?
In Georgia?
No, our federal government.
Oh, Washington.
Mm-hmm. If you take a man out here and you put a rope around his neck and you throw the rope over a limb in a tree and you pull him up, what have you done to him?
You've hanged him.
From here to Atlanta is, measuring it in distance, you would say it's what?
Well, I guess you'd measure it in miles when you say so many miles from here to Atlanta.
Now, we are not going to church tonight, but we are going home. We are going to Georgia.
We're not going to church tonight, but we're going
to Georgia. See, there's several things that I could do, but I am not going to do that. I'm going to do something else.
I don't understand that.
What religion do you prefer?
Well, I prefer Baptist. I'm a missionary Baptist, or what we might say the Protestant religion, but to confine it down to more specific, I would say the missionary Baptist.
If my wife and I went to church with you tonight and we presented our letter, you might tell your friends that we what?
You joined our church, or you united with our church.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher delivered a good...
Well, you might say sermon, or it might be referred to as a message.
And accompanying the choir director was... The choir director has to have what to make the song sound good?
What do you mean, music, or with the singing? Would have an instrument, organ, piano?
In conflict with the teachings of Jesus, there is also another man who has, or another spirit, you might say, who has his program also, and he's the what?
Well, we might say that he was Satan, or the devil.
Any other thing you might call him?
Well, yeah, he's referred to. He's very popular. He has a large list of names: the devil, or Satan, or the deceiver, or
a house that children usually like to talk of. You know, there's one in every neighborhood. And they say, "Don't go up there because see, this house is empty." They say, "Don't go to this house because that house is..."
Well, they would say it was haunted or has ghosts, probably.
In order to show manners to a person, to a man, you might say, if he asks you a question, and he said, "Is that right?" you might say.
The answer I'd say would say, "Yes, sir," or "Yes, sir, that is correct."
If it was a lady, you would say,
"Yes, ma'am."